Making the most of this issue for February 2003 Ensign, Divine Love. While divine love can be called perfect, infinite, enduring, and universal, it cannot correctly be characterized as unconditional, writes Elder Russell M. Nelson. Yet Jesus asked us to love one another as he has loved us. Is that possible? Can our love for others really approach divine love? Yes, it can. Read the article, Divine Love. Teachings of Jesus. The blessings that flow from the gift of forgiveness are many, says Elder Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr. of the 70. Chief among them is peace. It is the Savior's desire that we each feel his peace. Read the words of Jesus' forgiveness in this issue. To understand what the Savior taught about riches as he walked the earth among men, we must realize that he paid no heed to the traditions of men, writes Elder William R. Bradford of the 70. His teachings guide us on the acquiring, amassing, and spending of wealth, and are as applicable today as they were when he first uttered them. Read the words of Jesus' riches in this issue. If a person's testimony is to grow until it bears mature fruit or conversion, God must be the primary force behind our harvest, teaches Elder Wilfredo R. Lopez of the 70. Read the parable of the seed growing secretly. More to strengthen a family. Have you ever wavered in your commitment to the gospel or wondered if the Lord knows your needs and concerns? Read about a family whose lives were changed because the Lord inspired their home teacher to visit at just the right moment. Read the article in Latter-day Saint Voices. Stories from Latter-day Saint Voices can teach your family important principles, such as not making hasty judgments about others. See how a disruptive child taught the teacher a valuable lesson about jumping to premature conclusions. 400 people at a family reunion? Read about one family's simple four-point model for family organizations that has withstood the test of time and blessed several generations. Read Planning for Family Unity in Random Sampler. Three parables. Elder James E. Talmage turned three personal experiences into parables that teach gospel principles. Each would make an excellent home evening message. Perhaps Elder Talmage's stories of the unwise bee, the two lamps, and the owl express will help you see how you can use experiences from your own life to teach the gospel. Read the gospel classics, Three Parables by Elder James E. Talmage. Harmony at home. It was only a small misfortune, but it helped one family see beyond selfish individual concerns and discover common interests and lasting harmony. Read The Day the Dishwasher Broke in this issue. Home teachers and visiting teachers, you'll find the monthly messages in the February Ensign. Did you know? The Friend of the New Era are available in Braille for visually impaired children and youth and visually impaired parents or other adults who work with children and youth. These magazines are available at no charge, although donations are appreciated. An $8 donation each year has been suggested for either The Friend or The New Era. These items can be ordered from Special Curriculum, Floor 24, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3200. Make checks payable to the Corporation of the President. You can call Special Curriculum at 801-240-2477. Gospel topics, adversity, questions and answers, struggling with loneliness after the loss of a spouse, anger, slow to anger, brotherhood, Latter-day Saint Voices, charity, teaching children principles of happiness, children, random sampler, church growth, on site to the ends of the earth, church history, true community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino, compassion, questions and answers, cooperation, the day the dishwasher broke, elderly, serving the desire that never grows old, endurance, questions and answers, faith, gospel classics, three parables, divine love, questions and answers, and comfort from the past. Family, the day the dishwasher broke. Family home evening, random sampler. Fellowship, Latter-day Saint Voices. Forgiveness, True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino. Grace, questions and answers struggling with loneliness after the loss of a spouse. Home teaching, Latter-day Saint Voices. Humor, slow to anger. Individual worth, Latter-day Saint Voices. Inspiration, Latter-day Saint Voices. Jesus Christ, True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino, and Parables of Jesus, the Parable of the Seed Growing Secretly. Judging Others, Latter-day Saint Voices. Kindness, Latter-day Saint Voices. Love, First Presidency Message. Divine Love, Questions and Answers. Slow to Anger, and Latter-day Saint Voices. Missionary Work, Gospel Classics, Three Parables, and Parables of Jesus, the Parable of the Seed Growing Secretly. New Testament, True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino. Obedience, Three Parables, Divine Love, Comfort from the Past, and Visiting Teaching Message. Parables, Gospel Classics, Three Parables, and the Parables of Jesus, the Parable of the Seed Growing Secretly. Parenting, Teaching Children Principles of Happiness. Patience, Slow to Anger. Peace, True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino. Perseverance, Comfort from the Past. Prayer, Slow to Anger. Priesthood, Latter-day Saint Voices. Priorities, Visiting Teaching Message. Sacrament, Latter-day Saint Voices. Scriptures, Teaching Children Principles of Happiness. Self-control, Slow to Anger. Self-reliance, True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino. Service, First Presidency Message. Serving, the Desire that Never Grows Old. Questions and Answers, Latter-day Saint Voices, and Visiting Teaching Message. Spirituality, First Presidency Message, and Visiting Teaching Message. Teaching, Teaching Children Principles of Happiness. Parables of Jesus, the Parable of the Seed Growing Secretly. On-site to the ends of the earth, and Random Sampler. Tolerance, Latter-day Saint Voices. Trials, Comfort from the Past. Unity, The Day the Dishwasher Broke. And True Community, Latter-day Saints in San Bernardino. Work, The Day the Dishwasher Broke. End of the section, making the most of this issue for the Ensign for February 2003.